Perek Vav. Balayla hu nodado shnas hamelech. On that night, the king's sleep was disturbed. And Rashi says in the first pshat that this was a nes that Achashverosh was not able to sleep on that night. Under normal circumstances, he should have been able to sleep very well on that night, after having dined with Esther and his good friend Haman. But Hashem caused a nes to happen that he should not be able to sleep, in order that the Sefer HaZichronos should be read before him and set into motion the salvation of the Jewish people. And therefore the Pasuk says, Vayomer, and Achashverosh said, Lahovi es Sefer HaZichronos, to bring before him the Book of Records, Divrei Hayomim, of historical events, Vayu Nikroim Lefnei HaMelech, and they shall be read before the king. As Rashi explains in his first pshat, that when the king was not able to sleep, they used to read before him Misholim, parables, and tales, in order to restore his sleep back to him. The Gemara tells us that Achashverosh could not sleep because a thought occurred to him. He thought, what is this strange thing that took place before me today? That Esther invited Haman to the banquet. Perhaps they are conspiring against me. Then he thought, but don't I have any friends that would have informed me about this conspiracy? He thought again, maybe there is a person who did me a favor and I never rewarded that person. And therefore, people hold back from informing me about such matters, because they figure that I won't reward them anyway. And that is why he said to bring the Sefer HaZichronos before him, to see if there is anyone that did a favor to him that was not rewarded. And this way, if he gives reward to that person, maybe that person would tell him about the conspiracy that Esther and Haman are conspiring against him. We mentioned earlier that some learned that HaMelech in the Megillah is referring to Hashem. According to this, the Gemara explains, on that night, Nodado Shnas HaMelech, the king Hashem, was disturbed from his sleep. Hashem was, so to speak, sleeping and looking away from the crisis of Klal Yisrael, until he was awoken, Nodado Shnas HaMelech, by the tefillah and the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Vayu Nikroim Lifnei HaMelech, and the book of historical events was read before the king. It does not say, Koirin, they would read it, but rather Nikroim, it was read. And the Gemara tells us that it means that they were read by themselves. The scribe who was in charge of reading did not want to read the section concerning Mordechai reporting Bigson and Seresh's plot against the king. He deliberately turned the pages to avoid that section. However, Hashem turned the pages back, and the words were read by themselves. Vayu Nikroim Lifnei HaMelech. They were read by themselves before the king. Sokt Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Nodado Shnas HaMelech, the king's sleep was disturbed. Neis Hoya, it was a miracle. The fact that that night he was not able to sleep was a neis, because under normal circumstances, he should have been able to sleep that night. And then Rashi quotes the Gemara, V'yesh Oymrim, and some say, Some es liboy, he took to heart, Al shezimna Esther es Haman, the fact that Esther invited Haman to the banquet. Shema nosna e nehoboy, maybe Esther set her eyes on him. And now, v'yahargeyu, they are planning to kill Achashverosh. So Rashi, lahovi es Sefer HaZichronos, he said to bring the Sefer HaZichronos. So Rashi, according to the simple meaning, explains, Derech HaMelochim, it was the way of the kings, kishesheinoson noidedes, when their sleep is disturbed, omrim lefnehem misholim, they would say before them parables, v'sichos, and tales, ad sheshinoson choizeres aleihem, until their sleep is restored back to them. And then Rashi brings down the Gemara, V'rabbi Seinu Amru, and our Chachamim say, Mitoich shenosan liboy al Haman ve'Esther, since he took to heart that maybe Haman and Esther are conspiring against him, Omar, he said, E efshe shaloyoda odom shehu ehavi atzosom v'igalli? Is it possible that I don't have a friend out there who knows their plan and won't tell it to me? V'chozava Omar, and then he said, Shema osli odom toivo, maybe somebody did me a favor, and I did not reward him. And they don't care about me anymore. Therefore, he said to bring the Sefer HaZichronos. This way he would know if there was anybody that did him a favor that was not rewarded. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Beis, and they found written there, Asher Higid Mordechai al Birkson of Oseresh, that Mordechai had told of Bigson and Seresh, Shnei Sarisi HaMelech, the two chamberlains of the king, Mishomrei Asaf, the guardians of the entrance, Asher Bikshu L'Shloach Yad BaMelech Achashverosh, They sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. However, Mordechai reported them, and they were killed, and the king's life was saved. And the Gemara points out that the pasuk says, "Vayimotzei chosuv." It was found written. It does not say, "Vayimotzei kosav." A writing was found. Kosuv seems to imply that this was just written. And the Gemara explains that Shimshai, Haman's son, was the king's scribe. He tried erasing from the Sefer HaZichronos the account of Mordechai saving the king. However, Malach Gavriel came and rewrote what Shimshai erased. And that is why it says, Kosuv, it was just written, because it had just been rewritten by Malach Gavriel. And we must understand why in the beginning of the Megillah, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says that the servants who plotted to kill Ahasuerus were Bigson and Seresh. However, over here, in the Sefer HaZichronos, it was written that Bigsono vos Seresh tried to kill the king. Why over here does it say Bigsono? And the Alshuch and Sefer Monos HaLevi answer that the secretaries who recorded the events were Haman's sons, and they were concerned that someday historians would read the Sefer HaZichronos, and they would conclude that credit was due to Mordechai, a Jew, for saving the king's life. And they did not want any Jew to receive any credit in the future. Therefore, they falsified the records in the Sefer HaZichronos. And instead of writing that Bigson and Seresh wanted to kill the king, they wrote that Bigson Oy Seresh wanted to kill the king. Bigson or Seresh wanted to kill the king. And this would mean that Mordechai was not really sure if it was Bigson or Seresh who plotted to kill the king. And since both of them were put to death, that means an innocent person had been killed through Mordechai, and therefore Mordechai would not deserve any reward. A nes happened that the word oi in the Sefer HaZichronos, the word oi in Bigson oi Seresh, separated itself, and the aleph moved closer to the word Bigson, and the vav moved closer to the word Seresh. Bigson oi Seresh then became Bigsono vo Seresh, and it read that Bigsono and Seresh tried to kill the king, which means two people tried to kill the king. And thanks to Mordechai, they were both killed, and then Mordechai would rightfully be entitled to a great reward. So Bigson oi Seresh, that was written in the Sefer HaZichronos, became Bigsono vo Seresh, in order for Mordechai to receive the proper reward. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer HaMelech, and the king said, Ma naso yukar ugedula leMordechai al zeh? What honor and dignity has been done for Mordechai for this that he saved my life? Vayomeru nari haMelech mishorsov. And the young men of the king, his servant, said, Lo naaso imoy davar. Nothing was done to him. And the Gemara says it was not out of love for Mordechai that they informed Ahasuerus that Mordechai was never rewarded, but rather they did so because they hated Haman, and they knew that it would upset Haman to see Mordechai rewarded by the king. And the Marsha explains that we see this from the response of the Na'arei HaMelech. Ahasuerus asked them, was any Yikar Ugedula done to Mordechai? They should have answered that no Yikar Ugedula was done to Mordechai. However, all they said was, Lo Nasa Imoy Dovar. Nothing was done for him. They did not make any mention of Yikar Ugedula. And the reason for that was because they did not want Mordechai to get Yikar Ugedula. Just any small reward would be enough. And even that small reward would be enough to anger Haman. Therefore, they said, Leinasa imoy davar. Nothing was done. So all you need to do is a small something. Chacham Svi points out that we see that they hated Mordechai by the fact that they said, Leinasa imoy davar. Nothing was done to him. They did not say, Leinasa leMordechai davar. Because they hated Mordechai so much, they did not want to even mention his name. Pasuk Dalet. Vayomer HaMelech, and the king said, Mi vechotzer? Who is in the courtyard? Vahaman bo, and Haman came, Lachatzar beis HaMelech hachitzoino, to the outer courtyard of the king. Lemar laMelech, to tell the king, Lislo says Mordechai, to hang Mordechai, al ha'etz asher hechenloi, on the gallows that he prepared for him. Why does the pasuk have to stress that the gallows was prepared for him? Asher hechenloi, it was prepared for Mordechai. Obviously, this is who the gallows were prepared for. Therefore, the Gemara explains that Loi is not referring to Mordechai, but rather to Haman. Loi Heichen, the gallows that Haman prepared for himself. Because from the time that Haman made these gallows, it was already decreed in Shemayim that Haman himself would be hung from it. Alo Eitz Asher Heichen Loi, on the gallows that Haman prepared for himself. And the pasuk continues, pasuk hey, vayomru nari hamelech elov. And the king's young men said to him, hine Haman oimed bechatzer. Behold, Haman is standing in the chatzer, in the courtyard. Vayomer hamelech yavoi. And the king said, let him come in. Vayavoi Haman. And Haman came in. Vayomer lo hamelech. And the king said to him, ma lasois bo ish asher hamelech chafetz bikaroi. What shall be done to a man that the king wants to give honor to? Vayomer Haman beliboi. And Haman said to himself, lemiyach boit hamelech lasois yikar yoiser mimeni. Is there anyone that the king wants to honor more than me? So let me tell the king what honor should be bestowed upon me, because it must be that the king is asking, what honor shall be done to me? And the Vilna Gaon points out, why earlier in Pasuk Gimel, when Achashverosh was talking to his servants and asking what was done to Mordechai, it says over there, if any Yikar Ugedula was done to Mordechai. However, over here when Achashverosh was talking to Haman, and he was asking him, what shall be done to a man who the king wants to honor? All it says is, Bo ish asher hamelech chafetz bikaroi. What shall be done to a man that the king wants to give yikar? But it does not mention gedula, as is mentioned in Pasuk Gimel. And the Vilna Gaon answers that when Achashverosh was talking to his servants, he felt very indebted to Mordechai for saving his life. And therefore, he said that Mordechai deserved yikar ugedula, honor and greatness. However, when he was talking to Haman, if he would have said, what shall be done to a man that the king wants to give gedula to? Haman would have realized that this was not referring to himself, because Haman was already promoted to the highest level of gedula. As it says already in Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, that Haman was promoted above all the other officers that the king had. So if Achashverosh were to ask him, what shall be done to a man who the king wants to give gedula to, it obviously would not be referring to Haman. Therefore, Hashem put in Achashverosh's mouth to say, what shall be done to a man that the king wants to give yikar, honor? Achashverosh knew very well that there's hardly a person, and surely not a vain person like Haman, who does not crave more honor than he already has. So by saying, ma lasos bo ish asher hamelech chafetz bikaroi, Haman thought that this can be referring to himself. And he therefore told Achashverosh what honor he would love to receive. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Haman beliboy." Haman said to himself. How did the author of the Megillah know what Haman thought to himself? And therefore, the Gemara concludes that Esther beruach hakodesh nemra. Megillas Esther was written with ruach hakodesh. And the pasuk continues, pasuk Zayin, "Vayomer Haman el hamelech," and Haman said to the king, "Ish asher hamelech chafetz bikaroi, a man that the king wants to give honor to, yaviu." Have them bring to him levush malchus, the royal attire, asher lovash boi hamelech, that the king wore, visus and a horse, asher rochav olav hamelech, that the king rode on, va'asher nitan, and let it be placed on him, keser malchus beroishoi, the king's crown on his head, v'noson halavush v'asus, and let it be given the clothing and the horse, al yad ish misori hamelech apartumim, in the hand of a man who is one of the most noble princes of the king. Vilbishu eso ish, and they will dress the man, asher hamelech chafetz bikaroi, that the king wants to give honor to. Vihirkivu al asus b'chay vo'ir, and they will have him ride on this horse in the streets of the city. Vikaru lefanov, and they will call before him. Kacha yeyos lo ish, asher hamelech chafetz bikaroi. This is what is done to a man that the king wants to give honor to. And Rashi is bothered that in Pasuk Ches, Haman mentions three items. He mentions the royal attire, he mentions the king's horse, and also the king's crown. However, in Pasuk Tes, he only mentions the clothing and the horse, but does not mention any more the king's crown. So Rashi Pasuk Tes, V'nosan halavush v'hasus al yad ish, and the clothing and the horse shall be given to a man. V'sa keser lo hizkir, Haman did not mention over here the crown, which was mentioned earlier in the previous Pasuk. Shero eno shel melech ro'o, because he saw that the king became jealous. Al sha'omar sheyitnu ha-keser b'roish adam, when Haman said that another person should wear his crown. So therefore, in Pasuk Tes, he omits the crown, because that aroused the jealousy of the king. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer ha-melech la-Haman, and the king said to Haman, Maher, hurry, kach es halavush v'sasus, take the royal clothing and the horse, asher dibarto, as you have spoken, va'asechein leMordechai haYehudi, and do so to Mordechai the Jew, haYoshev b'shahar haMelech, who is sitting at the king's gate, al tapel davar mikol asher dibarto, do not leave out anything from all that you have spoken. And the Gemara is bothered why Achashverosh had to go into such detail to say Mordechai, the Yehudi, the one who sits at the king's gate. Why couldn't he just say and do so to Mordechai? Also, once Achashverosh said, Kach es halavush ves asus, that Haman should take the royal clothing and the horse, what is Achashverosh adding by saying, Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarto, do not leave anything out? Achashverosh had already listed everything that Haman was supposed to do, take the clothing and the horse. Obviously, do not leave out any of these things. Therefore, the Gemara explains that when Achashverosh said, Va'asechein leMordechai, Haman asked, which Mordechai? Achashverosh answered, the Yehudi. Haman responded to Achashverosh, there are many Mordechais among the Jews. Achashverosh therefore answered him, Hayoshev b'shar haMelech, the one who sits at the king's gate. Haman, upon realizing who the king was referring to, wanted to lessen Mordechai's reward. And he said, isn't it sufficient for the king to reward Mordechai with just one village or one river to collect taxes from? On that, Achashverosh answered, Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarto, do not omit anything from all that you have suggested. Do not leave out the initial reward that you said about the royal clothing and the horse, and not the lesser reward about giving him a river or a village. Make sure that he gets both. Al tapel davar mikol asher dibarto. And the Alshuch asks, why did Achashverosh tell Haman, Maher, hurry? Why was it necessary to rush so much? And the Alshuch offers two terutzim. Firstly, when Esther told Achashverosh at the banquet that she would not reveal her request until the next day, Achashverosh was very puzzled. What exactly did Esther want? During the sleepless night that followed, they read to Achashverosh from the Sefer HaZichronos that Mordechai did not receive a reward for saving the king's life. Suddenly, it dawned upon Achashverosh, perhaps this is what Esther wanted to speak to him about. Therefore, he hurried Haman to quickly give Mordechai the honor that was due to him, so that if Esther would bring it up during today's banquet, he would be able to tell her that he was very sorry for this oversight and that it was already taken care of earlier in the day. And the Alshuch offers a second teretz, and he says that we explained earlier that the king could not sleep because he was worried that maybe Haman and Esther were planning against him. And nobody stepped forward to tell him about this, because they knew that the king does not reward those who do favors for him. He therefore rushed to give Mordechai his reward publicly. This way, everyone would see that the king does reward and recognize those who do him a favor. And then maybe those who know about a conspiracy against him will come forward. And the pasuk continues, pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayikach Haman es halavush v'sasus, and Haman took the royal clothing and the horse, vayalbesh es Mordechai, and he dressed Mordechai, vayarkiveu b'rchoi v'ir, and he rode him in the streets of the city, vayikro lefanov, and he called before him, kocho yeyosolo ish asher hamelech chofetz bikore, so shall be done to a man that the king wants to give him honor. And the Manos HaLevi says that what Haman did over here to Mordechai was a punishment for Haman, mido k'neged mido. In Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, we find that because of Haman's decree, Mordechai did three things. Firstly, vayikra es begodov, he ripped his clothing. Secondly, vayetze b'secho ir, he went out into the city. And third of all, vayizak ze'oko gedoylo umoro, he screamed a great and bitter scream. Mido k'neged mido, Haman was punished for this. K'neged Mordechai ripping his clothing, it says over here, kach es halavush, that Haman had to take the royal clothing and dress Mordechai. Keneged vayetze b'secho ir, that Mordechai went into the city. It says over here, vayakuveu b'choi v'ir, that Haman had to ride Mordechai through the cities. And keneged vayizak ze'oko gedoylo umoro, that Mordechai screamed a great and bitter scream. Haman screamed before him, kocho yeyoslo ish, asher hamelech chofetz bikoroi. So all these things were mido keneged mido. And the Gemara recounts the details of what happened when Haman went to get Mordechai. Mordechai was sitting and learning with his Talmidim the laws of Kmitza. Kmitza is the first of the Avodos by a Korban Mincha, in which the Kohen scoops the flour of the Korban with his three middle fingers. That is called a Kmitza and is brought on the Mizbeach. As he was teaching them the laws of Kmitza, Mordechai saw Haman coming toward him with the reins of the king's horse held in his hand, and he became very frightened. He told his Talmidim to move away from him, so they too shall not be killed. And then Mordechai wrapped himself in his talis and started to daven. Haman came and sat before the Talmidim and waited for Mordechai to finish davening. He asked the Talmidim, "So what are you learning today?" And they answered, "When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, one who pledged a Karban Mincha would bring a kmitza of flour on the Mizbeach. However, today that there is no Beis HaMikdash, one who studies the laws of Karbanos is as if he actually brought that Karban, and we are therefore studying the laws of kmitza pertaining to a Karban Mincha." Haman answered them, "Your kmitza, your fistful of flour, has pushed away my 10,000 kikar kesef, which I was willing to pay Achashverosh to destroy the Jews." When Mordechai heard what Haman said, Mordechai said to Haman, "You don't even have 10,000 kikar kesef, because you sold yourself as a slave to me many years ago, and whatever you own really belongs to me." Then Haman told Mordechai to put on these royal garments and ride on this horse, because this is what the king wishes you to do. Mordechai responded, "I can't wear the king's clothing until I bathe and take a haircut." And even though this incident took place on Chol HaMoed Pesach, as Rashi said earlier in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, that they fasted on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of Nisan, and now it was Chol HaMoed, and it is also to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, Maritz Chias answers that one who was in prison before Yontif and was unable to have his hair cut before Yontif is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed upon his release. Similarly, Mordechai, who was busy fasting and davening before Yontif, was unable to cut his hair before Yontif and was therefore permitted to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. Meanwhile, Esther sent an order to detain all bathhouse attendants and all barbers so that Haman would have to bathe and give Mordechai a haircut by himself. So Haman personally bathed Mordechai and personally gave him a haircut. While he was cutting Mordechai's hair, Haman let out a groan and said, "Look at what has become of me. I, who was the most prestigious of all the king's nobles, have been lowered to become a bathhouse attendant and a barber." Mordechai answered him, "That's really nothing new to you, because you were a barber in the village of Khartoum for 22 years. So what are you groaning about?" After Haman cut Mordechai's hair and dressed him, he said to Mordechai to get on the king's horse. Mordechai answered that he was too weak from fasting and he needed help to get on the horse. Haman then bent down and Mordechai stepped on Haman's back to get on the horse. As he was stepping on Haman's back, Mordechai kicked Haman. Haman then turned to Mordechai and asked him, "Doesn't the pasuk say, 'Binfoil oivecho al tismach'? Do not rejoice at your enemy's downfall?" Mordechai answered him that those words apply to an enemy who is Jewish, but by a non-Jewish enemy, it says in the pasuk, "V'ato al bomasei moy tidroich," and you will tread on the high places of your non-Jewish enemies. He then proceeded to lead Mordechai through the streets and called out, "Kocho yeyoso lo ish, asher hamelech chofetz bikaroi." As he was leading Mordechai through the streets, Haman's daughter saw them from an overhanging roof. She thought that the man on the horse was her father and the man leading the horse was Mordechai. So she took a pot full of waste and emptied it on her father's head. When she realized that she threw it on the wrong person, she threw herself from the roof and killed herself. And the pasuk continues, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayoshav Mordechai, and Mordechai returned El Shar HaMelech, to the king's gate. As the Gemara says, he went to return to his fasting. V'Haman Nidchat El Beisai, and Haman was rushed to his house, Ovel, in mourning over the death of his daughter, V'Chafui Roish, with his head covered with the waste that his daughter poured over him. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayoshav Mordechai, and Mordechai returned. And Rashi quotes the Gemara, where did Mordechai return to? L'sakai ulatanisai. He returned to his sackcloth and his fast, because this was the final day of the three-day fast. The first day was on the 14th of Nisan, and this incident took place on the 16th of Nisan. However, this Gemara seems to be difficult, because earlier in Parakei, the Pasuk says, Vayihi bayom ha-shlishi, and it was on the third day of the fast, Esther went into Achashverosh. On that day was the first banquet. That night, Achashverosh was unable to sleep, and the episode of Haman parading Mordechai through the streets took place on the following day, a day after the fast. So why did Mordechai go back to his fast? The fast was already over. Therefore, Rashi and Megillah learns that when it says in Perakei that Esther went into Achashverosh by Yom HaShlishi on the third day, it does not mean the third day of the fast, but rather it means on the third day from when the king's runners sent out the message to destroy the Jews. However, this was only the second day of the fast. And on the third day of the fast, Haman led Mordechai through the streets. And that is why it says in the Pasuk over here that Mordechai went back to the Shar HaMelech to continue his fast. Zokt Rashi Ovel v'chafur Rosh, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu HaDavar b'Mesech de Megillah. Our Chachamim in Mesech de Megillah explained these words, that Ovel means he was mourning over his daughter, and Chafur Rosh means that he was covered with the waste that his daughter spilled over him. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayesaper Haman l'Zeresh Ishtoi u'lechol Ayhavov. And Haman said to Zeresh's wife and all his friends, Eis kol asher karahu, everything that had just happened. Vayomru lo chachamav v'Zeresh Ishtoi, and his wise men and Zeresh his wife said to him, Im mizera Yehudim Mordechai asher achiloisa limpo lefanov. If Mordechai, who you have begun to fall before him, is from Jewish descent, lo suchaloi, you will not prevail against him. Kinafoil tipo lefanov, because you surely will fall before him. And the Gemara points out that in the beginning of the Pasuk, Haman's friends are called Oyhavov. However, later in the Pasuk, they are called Chachamov, his wise men. And that is because they replied with wisdom. As the Gemara says, Kol ha'oimer dvar chochma afilu ba'umois nikra chacham. Anyone, even among the Goyim, who says something wise is called a chacham. And that is why his Oyhavov are referred to as Chachamov. Sfasemes answers differently. Haman did not really have any friends. They only liked him because they hoped to benefit from him through his influence. However, once they saw that his downfall was imminent, his so-called friends separated from him. Now that there didn't exist any more friends, all he was left with was Chachamov, his advisors and wise men. And the Mefarshim point out that earlier in Perek Hei, Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk says, V'toymer loy Zeresh ishtoi v'choloy havov. Zeresh spoke before his friends. However, over here, the order is reversed. Vayomru lo chachamov, and then afterwards, Zeresh ishtoi. Why did Zeresh speak last over here, after having spoken first earlier? And the Mefarshim explain that Haman blamed his wife for her original advice to go to the king early in the morning and tell him that Mordechai should be hung. It was then that Achashverosh told Haman to lead Mordechai through the streets. So this time, Haman asked his wife to be silent and let the wise men speak first, because your first advice didn't really work out too well. And we must understand what is the meaning of the words of the Chachamov, Im mizera ha-Yehudim Mordechai. If Mordechai is from Jewish descent, then you cannot prevail over him. Haman's wife and friends knew very well that Mordechai was a Jew. What did they mean if Mordechai is a Jew? And the Gemara explains that there are four Shvatim which the Goyim cannot prevail over. And they are Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Menashe, and Ephraim. And the question of the Chachamav was, if Mordechai was from the other Shvatim, which they would be able to prevail over, or was he Mizera HaYehudim, from Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, which they cannot prevail over? Actually, Mordechai was from both Shevet Binyamin and Shevet Yehuda. His father was from Shevet Binyamin, and his mother was from Shevet Yehuda. So they definitely were not able to prevail over him. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, Asher Achiloisa Linpoil Lefonov, you have begun to fall before Mordechai. And Rashi is quoting the Gemara that is bothered by the double expression Nafoil Tipoil, you surely will fall before him. Amra, Zeresh said, Umazu Nimshulu Lekechavim Ula Afar, this nation is compared to stars and dust. We know that Klal Yisrael is compared to stars, and compared to dust, ka'afar ha'oretz. And the reason is because kishehem yordim, when they go down, yordim ad la'ofar, they go down all the way to being like dust. But ukishehem oilim, when they go up, oilim ad la'rakia va'ad ha'kachovim, they go all the way up to the sky and the stars. And therefore, the double expression nafal tipoil, you surely will fall before them, is appropriate, because now they are on the way up. And they are heading to be like the Kochavim. And therefore, Nafal Tipoil, you surely will fall before Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yudalid, Oido Medabra Mimoi, while they were still speaking to him, V'sarisei ha-melech higiu, and the chamberlains of the king arrived. V'yavhilu l'havi es Haman, and they rushed to bring Haman, el ha-mishta asher osasa Esther, to the banquet that Esther made. And the Vilna Gaon explains that while they were still talking to him, and he was considering their advice to dismantle the gallows, Hashem's plan caused the chamberlains to take him away to the party in a rush before he could implement their suggestion. This was because of Hashem's intention that the gallows was destined for Haman himself. And Rashi in Masechta Megillah tells us, on the word Vayavhilu, they rushed him, that he didn't even have enough time to wash up from the waste that was thrown on him. And in this soiled and disheveled state, he came before the king.